Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome all my family and all my friends to the Teen Zone. Oh yeah, yeah. It's been a while since you smiled, but you're here now. Ah, let's get gone. Oh, I got my eye. Yeah, hold up. I gotta thank everybody who went and showed up. I got my book ready, so we about to get up in the zone. Yeah, the 2-3 loose leaf, gotta get it going. Is you ready? I'm ready. These books kinda heavy, but we in the mood to celebrate. Somebody called Debbie, we gon' turn it up. Put the microphone on, cause you waited so long. Now welcome to the Teen Zone.
I'd like to welcome all my family and all my friends to the Teen Zone.
High, and my latest novel, The Leaf Wing, is currently being shuffled around in search of the best publishers. Quite exciting. Speaking of excitement, I'm actually thinking of changing my name to Dejanay. So don't be surprised if you see my name as Dejanay Copeland on my future novels, due to the fact that I am just madly in love with all things Paris, France. And I'm currently working on a new novel that takes place in, guess, Paris. So today is Halloween, and no one has found my bell yet. I brought these little mini Snicker bars, and I've eaten like 10 already. Moving forward, today's show is a Halloween special. So, I'm going to be talking about classic and new vampy fiction. I think vampy means sexy, but I'm actually using it in the context of dark and vampires and all those scary monsters. Okay. All right, let's move on with the show. So, dystopian and apocalyptic books like The Hunger Games and The Maze Runner are on the rise. However, there's no denying that vampire fiction is still among the hottest genre in YA literature today. I can still recall the excitement from the Twilight craze, that competitive rush in my veins for being Team Jacob. Then later on, I switched to Team Edward. Stephanie Meyer's Twilight novels and Charlene Harrison's True Blood books are just among a few of the many other amazing vampire books in literature today. But who really started the trend of romance, Angish, and fangs with normal, well, sort of, good-looking teens? The history of vampire tales first appeared in Eastern European folklore. Some of these stories began to trickle into Western European literature in the 18th century, and German and English writers started to, put their own spin on these myths. The short German poem, The Vampire, 1748, by Heinrich August Ockensfield, is considered as being the major work to mention these mythical undead creatures. But vampires really became popular in the 19th century. Here's a list of a few vampire tales from the 19th century. Paula Dent's The Vampire, James Malcolm Reimer's Bonnie the Vampire. Now, James's book, Bonnie the Vampire, had elements of vampire love and youth that is depicted in many vampire books today, such as the striking young vampire leaving the two puncture wounds on a beautiful neck, coming through a window to attack a sleeping maiden, superhuman strength, and hypnotic powers. Now, Bonnie was also the first author to create a sympathetic vampire who hated his own condition but couldn't do anything to stop it. Another classic 19th century vampire novel is Dracula by Bram Stoker. Now, for those of y'all who are past 45, we all know about Dracula, the original Dracula. But 57 years passed before another vampire tale took the literary world by storm. It was I Am Legend by Richard Matheson. And I'm quite sure everyone's familiar with I Am Legend, the book went from book to film, and Will Smith starred in it. Matheson, he actually put a new twist on vampires by combining it with science fiction. In 1975, the master of modern horror himself, Stephen King, penned Salem's Lot. I just had to do that. It's Halloween. So Stephen King's Salem's Lot actually reopened the doors of vampirism, landing him lots of fans. I remember, gosh, like 15 years ago, I was working at Barnes & Noble. We have a Barnes & Noble here in Carlsbad, and I was working when the store was first opening. And I remember we were setting up all the books and all the authors, the shelves and all the books, and his books came in, and his the boxes were personalized. I mean, it was like gothic font, Stephen King on the boxes. It was quite impressive. Okay, so that was Stephen King, and he gathered lots and lots of fans. A year after that, Mrs. Anne Rice published her Vampire Chronicles from 1976 to 2003, and things started to change. No longer were vampires seen as evil, but romantic anti-heroes caught in a poetic and tragic web. So these similar story elements became a literary trend in young adult fiction, and no writer depicted those elements, youth, romance, poetry, and love triangles, better than Stephanie Meyer's and her Twilight series. Stephanie Meyer's Twilight series turned an entire generation of young girls and some guys onto fantasy and vampires. The Twilight series set a chain reaction of vampires as paranormal teen books that are super popular today. Before I drop the titles on these awesome sauce books, here are the top five collectible vampire books of all time. Dracula by Bram Stoker. Number two, Salem's Lot by Stephen King. Number three, I Am Legend by Richard Matheson. Number four, Vampire Chronicles by Anne Rice. And number five, of course, Stephanie Meyer's Twilight. And now for the top five vampire books that teens just can't get enough of. Number one, Vampire Academy by Richard Mead. Number two, Twilight, Stephanie Meyer's. Number three, Marked House of Night. PC Cass is the author. Number four, City of Bones, the Immortal Instruments by Cassandra Clare. And number 5, Blue Bloods by Melissa De La Cruz. So, as you can see, some readers just have that itch for a handsome, well-dressed young vampire with great hair. But that's it for the Teen Zone show tonight. I think I hear some trick-or-treaters coming. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Debbie Copeland, soon to be Debbie Desjardins Copeland. I want to leave you with some fun music. Have a happy and safe Halloween, everyone.
Yeah.